And Ralph Kiner from the Astrodome in Houston. Middle game of the three-game series about set to get underway. The warm-up pitchers for tonight's game for New York, right-hander Galen Sisco. He draws as a bound opponent, hard-throwing young right-hander Larry Durker. Now here on the Astrodome, Wes Westrum and Lumen Harris are meeting at home plate with Al Farley's umpiring crew. We'll have action under the Astrodome in just a few moments. So let's check the starting lineups and the batting orders for tonight's game with Ralph Kiner.
Well, the New York Mets will have Chuck Hiller as their leadoff man playing second base. Roy McMillan playing shortstop, batting second. Johnny Lewis in right field, batting third. Ed Greenpool at first base in the cleanup position. Johnny Smith playing third base and batting fifth. Gary Cole will be in center field, batting sixth. Joe Christopher in left field, batting seventh. John Stevenson, the catcher, batting eighth. And Galen Sisco, the pitcher, batting ninth. For the Astros, it'll be Lee May in left field as the Astros take the field. He'll be batting first. Joe Morgan at second base, batting second. Jim Wynn in center field, batting third. Jim Gentile in the cleanup position at first base. Bob Asramani at third, batting fifth. Rusty Staub in right field, batting sixth. Ron Brand, the catcher, batting seventh. Eddie Gasco at shortstop, batting eighth. And Larry Durker, the pitcher, batting ninth. Now, our national anthem.
Over the last nine games, Roy McMillan has hit at a clip of 448.
Roger deals. And the pitch is in for a called strike. Two strikes now to McMillan with Johnny Lewis waiting on deck. A capacity crowd is expected here tonight for this Saturday night Singleton. The pitch swung right on the ground. A top roller to third. Charged by Ascomani up with it. Goes on the run and not in time. A swinging roller down the third base line. And Bob Ascomani played it cleanly, but just not in time. So Johnny Lewis is coming up now. Is hitting 254. He has 14 home runs and 38 runs batted in. Jim Gentile at first base holding against the runner down. Yogi Berra on the coaching lines at first for the Mets, and Don Hefner is the Mets coach at third. The pitch to the left-hand batter inside. Bram blessed the throw to first. Holds up. Returns the ball to Larry Durker. Against the Mets this year has won two games and lost none. That is his lifetime record against the New Yorkers. Here's a throw over to first, not in time. Overall, Durker has won five and lost six for the Astros in this, his first year in the Major League. But a swing and a foul ball coming way on back and out of play. The largest crowd to see a game here at the Astrodome this season was on Saturday night. It was July 3rd with Sandy Koufax pitching for the Dodgers. The crowd was 50,136. The largest crowd that has ever seen a game here in the Astrodome. McMillan takes his lead. Decker's pitch. Swung on it on the ground to first. Gentile has it. He goes to Casco for one, and the throwback not in time. As Decker went over to take the return throw from Casco at first, but Johnny Lewis beat it. And becomes the base runner with two men out and Ed Cranepool coming up. Put out your 3-6 to four-time McMillan. Cranepool is hitting 272. He has 8 home runs and 43 runs batted in. And the Astros have played 11 games this season. The Astros have won 10 and the Mets have won 1. Lewis takes his lead and here's the pitch far out and hit in the air to deep center field. Drifting back is Jim Wynn. He has it lined up, comes in a step and makes the catch. So the side is out. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. Score at the end of a half inning is the Mets nothing and the Astros coming to bat. Is this one of those nights when you're not yourself? You'll feel more so when you listen to this.
Oh, I'm not myself at all. My dear, my dear. I'm not myself at all.
This song gets sung over and over at Irish parties and picnics until the singers raise a ferocious thirst. Then they change their tune. Irish drinking song, and often the beer they drink is Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Irish than in the whole of Dublin, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. Why do Irish Americans like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Cisco is on the mound for the New York Mets. He has won three games and lost eight this season, 28 years of age. He has no record against Houston this year. Cisco's lifetime record against the Astros is one win and one loss. The Mets on the field have Ed Cranepool at first, Chuck Hiller at second, Roy McMillan at shortstop, and Charlie Smith around at third. Joe Christopher is in left field, Jerry Colbert is in center, and Johnny Lewis is in right.
stepped into the batter's box now to lead off for Houston. He's hitting .233, 5 home runs and 31 runs batted in. Charlie Smith on the edge of the grass at third. Here's the pitch and it's outside as Lee May bluffs the bunt in taking the pitch. Ball one. Field defense shades Lee May toward left, playing him to go to the opposite field. Here's a 1-0 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air, down the left field line, and going back is Charlie Smith. It's in foul territory, and McMillan makes the catch back across in fair territory by a few inches. Mack went across and then leaned back over the left field line as the ball came down in fair territory. So there's one away and Joe Morgan's the batter. Morgan's the second baseman, hitting .276 with 14 home runs and 36 runs batted in. Time up last night, he bunted his way on, so Charlie Smith comes in on the edge of the grass now at third base. Even closer than that, he comes in about 3 or 4 steps. Pitch to Morgan, swung on it on the ground to second. Chuck Hiller comes up with it on his short hop, plays on to Crane's rule, and there's 2 men out. That will bring up Jim Wynn. He's hitting .275. He has 14 home runs and 52 runs batted in. Wynn is a right hand batter. He's moving around in the Mets dugout, now leaning on the railing in front, looking out onto the playing field. And it pitches in for a called strike. Manager Wes Westrom says that Ron Hunt still is bothered by the stiffness in his neck that has had him sidelined, that perhaps he will be ready for tomorrow afternoon's game. If not, he feels certain that he will be ready to participate in the San Francisco series. It'll be upcoming next week. Here's a pitch, and it's low for a ball. 1-1. 2 men out, nobody on base. Jim Gentile is on deck. Pitch and it's low for ball. 2-1 now to Jim Wynn. Cisco has the side. Here's the 2-1 pitch and it's low for ball. The Astros in 58 states have a total home attendance of 1,658,897. And as you know, they still run tours through the empty ballpark at $1 a head each day. And they're packing in pretty well on the tours, too. Here's a swing out, a pop down the left field line over towards the seats. Charlie Smith and McMillan give it a run, and it goes about 3 rows deep and bounds back onto the playing field. Out of play. As it bounded back out there, it was caught by umpire Mel Steiner, who had followed Smith and McMillan as they gave chase the foul ball, and Steiner tosses it up into the crowd. And he gets a hand, or I don't know, he might get a bill.
Oh, Bill Clem would have never approved of that.
Well, I think not. The count is full to win. With 2 men out. Here's the payoff pitch. Sidearm swung on and missed. And Cisco with a sidearm delivery strikes out Jim Wynn to get the side in order. A run throw hits the row with none left. And the score at the end of an inning is the Mets nothing and Houston nothing. The Mets will be coming home to Shea Stadium to open up a 16-game homestand on Friday night, August 20th, with the Cardinals coming in to be followed by the Dodgers, Giants, and the Astros. It's a good opportunity now for you to purchase tickets for those games or any of the home games of the Mets each year at Shea Stadium. The advance ticket window is located at Entrance D, and it's open 7 days a week. There at the Met ticket office at the Pennsylvania Station in the Long Island Railroad waiting room, and another at the Grand Central Terminal at the foot of the 42nd Street and Vanderbilt Avenue ramp. For Long Islanders, there is a Met ticket office at Macy's in Huntington, Long Island. It's in the Walt Whitman Shopping Center, and it's open during regular store hours. Reservations can be made for box and reserve seats at any of the Howard Clothes stores, Child's Restaurant, or Calico Kitchens in the greater New York area. And tickets to all Met games may be ordered by mail. Reserve seats are $2.50 each. Box seats are $3.50 each. Simply add 25 cents to each order for handling and postage. And address your checks and money orders to Met Ticket Office, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. We're going now to the top half of the second inning. And Charlie Smith is coming up. He has 14 home runs and 49 runs batted in. Larry Decker with the pitch. Swung on and missed the strike one. Gary Kolb is waiting on deck. No score in this game. Second game of a three-game series that will be concluded tomorrow afternoon. We'll be broadcasting and televising tomorrow on the air at 3:25 New York time. Here is a pitch that is low as Charlie Smith bluffs the front. And the count is 1-1. Reaches up in the corners, there are people there. And are very few spots that are not filled. So perhaps the prediction of a sellout crowd is going to be exactly that. Here's a pitch low and inside. And the count is full now to Gary Cole. The payoff pitch. And it's in there for a called strike three. Fires the fastball. Strikeout number two for Dursa as he got Smith looking and he gets cold looking. And now Joe Christopher is coming up. Christopher is hitting 239. He has two home runs and 27 runs batted in. Won last night's game by a score of 3-2, getting the winning run in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Here's a swing and a miss. It's strike one. Dirk gets the pass from Ron Brandt. And the strike one pitch. Far out and hit in the air to left center. Lee May is coming in. Jim Wynn's coming in. They both get there, and Lee May makes the catch on the run for the out. So the crowd is out with no runs, no hits, no errors, none left. And the score at the end of an inning and a half is the Mets nothing and Houston nothing. It's very hard to tell sheet music in Jamaica, you know. They make up songs whenever they need them, like this.
Having a party in the right hand, dancing happily as you please. Charming lady with a very nice smile. I'll talk to her for a while.
When Jamaicans get together for a party, the beat is calypso and the songs are made up on the spot.
The party was hilarious as it could be, but in the morning there was news for me. The penny was a man we went into the fight. The smiling lady is now my wife.
Throat a little dry, something refreshing will be improvised, probably Rheingold beer. In New York City, where there are more different kinds of people than in any other city in the world, more people drink Rheingold Extra Dry than any other beer. Why do Jamaicans like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Going now to the bottom half of the second inning, and it's big Jim Gentile coming up for the Houston Astros. Hitting in the cleanup slot, Gentile is hitting 253. He has three home runs and 20 runs batted in. Galen Cisco on the mound for the New York Mets. On his arm, slow roller towards second, going to have to be charged by Hiller. Bare hands and plays on inside. Chuck Hiller at second base charged the slow roller, bare handed the ball all over the head, Crane Boole inside. So Gentile is out second to first, one away, and Bob Aspromonte is coming up. Aspromonte is hitting 272 with five homers and 43 runs batted in. He gets ahead. He is a very popular fella. He had been out with an injury until the start of this series last night. Pitches in for a called strike. Aspromonte had been out, and so had Rusty Staub. But Staub came back into action last night and knocked in the winning run. Aspromonte knocked in the tying run last night. And tonight, Eddie Castro is back in the lineup for the Astros. Pitches low for ball. One and one. Package of six 12-ounce mugs now on special display in your area. No opener needed. Just pull the tab and drink your Rheingold Extra Dry right from the mug. Rusty Staub, and it's in there for a call strike. Staub is hitting 243 at 6 home runs and 37 runs batted in. Two men out, nobody on base, and no score here at the Astrodome in Houston, Texas. That's outside for ball. 1-1 to Staub. He's had a full groin muscle that had him out of the lineup, and it made it a little difficult for him to move at full speed. Manager Lumen Harris said that when he inserted him into the lineup last night, he thought he could run better than he could.
Here's a swing, and the ball is off the mound and out through the center field for a base hit. And going at a very slow and steady gait, Dog turns and holds with a short lead at first. He slammed that one back to the mound and took a high hop on out to center field for a base hit. The first for the Astros off Galen Sisco. And with two men out, it brings up Ron Brown. The catcher is hitting 235. He has one home run and 27 runs batted in.
Against Larry Durker as we go to the third. Johnny hitting 234, batting left against the hard-throwing young right-hander Larry Durker. Durker, 5 wins and 6 losses on the year. Now Durker swings out of his windup. Here's the pitch to Johnny. Foul ball back to our broadcast.
member of the New York Mets, who journeyed down here, now retired from baseball, and is watching the action, Tommy Sturdivant. Tommy, now living in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, was with the Mets briefly last year. It's thrown to Johnny. He runs up bunts down the third baseline to pick up by Astro. The throw, in time. He got him on a very, very close play. Johnny Stevenson, and an equally sparkling play on the field by Bob Astromani to nip him on a very close one. One out and nobody on. Now Galen Sisco coming up. Galen is hitting 269. Here's the pitch on the way, and it slips over the outside corner of the knees for a call strike. Now Larry Durker takes his sign from Ron Brand, and the pitch to Sisco, a breaking ball, a swing and a miss, strike two. Yogi tugging it up on the coaching lines at first, Don Hefner at third. Afternoon. Change up, a swing, and a miss, strike three, and Sisco is struck out. They have sold standing room seats at virtually every level, particularly on the first and second levels and behind the center field bleacher area. Two outs and nobody on. Now Chuck Hiller coming up. Judge Roy Hoffa is the president of the Houston Sports Association, a corporation owns the Houston Astros. A special, rather elaborate style box high above right field from where he watches the ball game and entertains other baseball celebrities and dignitaries. High fly into left center field. Lee May drifting to his glove side. He's under it. And he has it in the mixer out of order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. At the end of two and a half, the score, the Mets nothing and the Astros nothing. Time for another unusual fact from the Viceroy Hall of Records. You know, the umpires around the league today keep themselves pretty well covered. They wear face masks, shin guards, chest protectors, and all an umpire's usual army. But you know what the umpire of the first baseball game in Berlin, Germany wore? A real suit of armor. Sure would like to have seen that. But here's something you're seeing around lately. More and more fans are smoking Viceroy, and no wonder. Viceroy is specifically designed to taste the way you'd like a filter cigarette taste. Not too strong, like some brands that taste as if they didn't have a filter. And not too light, like some others. You know the kind. They just don't seem to satisfy your taste. But when you light up a Viceroy, you get the filter cigarette that's not too strong, not too light. Viceroy has got the filter for the taste that's right. Larry Durker leading off against Galen Sisco in the last half of the third inning. Right-hander against right-hander. Charlie Smith shortens up at third. Fastball over, strike one, call. The watching person that Judge Roy Hoffines has here in the Astrodome. The special guest this evening watching the ball game is Sting Devine, assistant to President George Weiss and former Cardinal General Manager. Breaking ball outside and low, one ball and one strike. In the American Football League exhibition action tonight, the Houston Oilers 16 and the Buffalo Bills defending champions nothing at the half. Galen winds, here's his pitch. Quack foul down the right field line and over into the crowd. Obviously, if this is not the largest crowd of the year at the Astrodome, it will be just a very little bit less. largest crowd this year was 50,136, a standing room crowd. Also, it came on a Saturday night, July 3rd, with Sandy Koufax pitching for the Dodgers against Houston. The Mets tonight will have just about that many, possibly more. Foul ball as he jammed him. Count 2-2 on Larry Durker. Of the Dodgers and Giants coming to Shea Stadium for their last trip on the next homestand. Four night games with the Dodgers, two night games and a Sunday afternoon game with the Giants. Pitching 2-2. Swinging a miss, he's striking out. Galen takes Durker out with a breaking pitch, one man away. Out of the batting order now for left-handed batting Lee May of the Houston left fielder. To the opposite field a great deal. Gary Cole will shade him over toward the alley in left center. Roy McMillan and Charlie Smith protect toward the hole on the left side of the infield.
A tight chip caught by Hiller. Low line drive, and Hiller, playing him over toward second, is able to run about three quick steps and make a backhand stab just before the latter struck the ground. Probably was associated with a clean hit to center, but the way the defense had him played, Hiller was able to make the play.
Two outs, nobody on. The batter is Joe Morgan. 150-pound left-handed hitting second baseman with good power. Ground ball on the ground, foul ball on the ground, strike one. Joe Morgan weighs only 150 pounds. He shares the home run lead on the Houston Ball Club with another fellow who is much smaller than the big men like Jim Gentile, and that's Jimmy Wynn. Morgan, 5'7", 150 pounds. High fly ball hit rather deep to left. Christopher has a long way to go if it stays fair. Foul ball by about a foot in the left field corner. The Houston Astros came to New York for their last visit, which was hampered by rain. Joe Morgan had six base hits in one ballgame. But he was unable to really enjoy it because it was one of those wild slugfests, a ballgame the Astros finally lost.
In that same streak, he had five home runs in nine ballgames, which accounts for the reason that he's up there around 14. He did well against the Mets. He got two home runs in one game against the Mets, and he also did well in this ballpark, which is a tough park for home run hitters.
Now, Galen, out of his windup, delivers inside and low. He has rather remarkable power for his size. Native of Cincinnati, Ohio. Drafted. I'm thinking of Jimmy Wynn. The player drafted out of the Cincinnati organization as a first-year player. Brown smashed his second. Hiller in front of it. He has it. Straightens up. Throws to Green Pool. In time. The side is out. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. Now three innings complete. The Mets nothing and the Astros nothing. Now you're going to hear a lullaby, but remember to stay awake for what comes after. Good hit streak has brought his average up to 241.
Johnny Lewis on deck.
Then Eddie Crane Bull. Young Larry Durker winds and pitches. Fastball taken inside and high, one ball and no strikes. Checking with Ron Brandt. Sights his target. Here's the pitch. Fastball down the middle for a strike. One ball and one strike. Houston in the infield astride to left against Roy McMillan. Foul tipped off the mask of catcher Ron Brandt. One ball and two strikes. Dugouts in the Astrodome are 120 feet long, just about twice as long as the average dugout. At the end of the first quarter in NFL exhibition play, the Green Bay Packers 7 and the New York Giants nothing. Houston Oilers 16, Buffalo Bills nothing, a halftime score at Buffalo. Last night in Allentown, Pennsylvania, the Jets beat the Patriots 6-16. Foul ball back, no play. And the PGA wound up at a tie between Tommy Aaron and Dave Marr at 209. That's at the end of 54 holes. Gardner Dickinson just a stroke back at 210. Billy Casper and Jack Nicklaus two back at 211. It's thrown to McMillan, a foul ball back into the screen, one ball and two strikes. On Roy McMillan. Delivers. Ground ball bounced down towards short. Cut off by Astrobani. The throw in time to get back by a running stride. One away. That brings up Johnny Lewis. Johnny reached safely on a fielder's choice in the opening inning. Johnny hitting at 254. Deep against Lewis. Inside and low, it's one ball and no strike. Eddie Crane, Bull crossed on deck. Swung, foul tipped and held on to by Ron Brandt. One ball, one strike. Underway. It's low and outside. Two balls and a strike on Johnny Lewis. Unlike a large city like New York, where many of the fans who come to Shea Stadium use public transportation, it seems like a tremendous majority of the fans who gather here at the Astrodome come by a private car. The 2-1 delivery is inside and low, it's 3-1. So as you can imagine, it does take a while for the automobiles to clear out after a game is over.
Imagine that Texan we saw in the lobby with the boots and hat and it said they came by horse, Bob.
Well, no doubt about it. Three-one pitch. Held up. It's inside a little ball four. I doubt it, though, Ralph, unless that horse is air-conditioned. Down here in Texas this time of the year, everything is air-conditioned.
I notice there's a lot of wind around here.
Outfielder used the wind as an excuse for dropping a fly ball. He said, son, those are the trade winds. You're headed for Toledo. Now Eddie Crane drew up. And the fastball is over. Strike one call. Eddie fly to center, jumping on the first pitch in the opening inning.
it all year. He's had the best reach base percentage of any player on the club. He bluffs a dash, a swing and a miss, and a breaking ball, and the count strike two.
With us.
Americans have brought us the sounds of Andalusia and the Basque provinces in songs like Yo Te Dare. You'll hear this song in places where you can savor chorizos in Tamedas. And as the rhythm and your thirst quicken, it may be that you'll call for more cerveza Rheingold. It's a fact that in New York City, where there are more Spaniards than in Almaton, more people drink Rheingold extra dry than any other beer. ¿Por qué? ¿Quién sabe? But we must be doing something right.
Taking a high, two balls and no strike. further during a dugout behind the plate of William Porter.
on third.
The Astros had a runner on third after Astromonte tripled for their first time. Now the Astros will bring the infield in. Gary Kolb is on third, Johnny Stevenson the batter, and one man out. No score, we're in the fifth inning. A high foul pop back toward the backstop. No play for Ron Brown. Captain of the Astros now coming to the mound to talk with Larry Durker. He changed up on Johnny Stevenson with his curveball. Brings up Galen Sisco, and now the infield drops back with two men down. Here's the pitch on the way. Inside and high. Galen had to get his head out of the way. Struck out his only time up. As remember, Viceroy is not too strong, not too light. Viceroy has got the filter for the taste that's right. Low and outside, two balls and no strikes.
Viceroy is not too strong. Viceroy's got the filter for the taste that's right. When you try them, you'll agree. Viceroy's got the taste that's right.
Viceroy's got the taste that's right.
Over the fifth inning, Houston coming up against Galen Sisco. Here are the warm-ups at Dodger Stadium for tonight's Pirate-Dodger game. For Pittsburgh, it will be Don Cardwell, and for the Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. Cardwell has won 10 and lost 6. Sandy, 20 and 4. Casco goes after the first pitch of foul pop up. Stevenson coming back right by the backstop. No play. It lands on the screen just beyond his reach. Houston Astros will be the fourth team coming to Shea Stadium on the next homestead. They come in to wind it up, and it's a big five-game series as the result of a doubleheader being rained out the last time they were in New York. The Mets and the Astros have two doubleheaders coming up at Shea Stadium. Night affair and an afternoon doubleheader. Ground ball bounced towards short, cut off by Charlie Smith. He rifles it across the crane pool in time, and Casco is out. One away, nobody on. Larry Durker coming up. Well, you have to take your hat off to this young man. He certainly has accomplished a great deal at the age of 18. Won 5 and lost 6. He's done a good job. Low and outside is ball 1. When you're 18 years old and you can walk into the National League and pitch well against the kind of hitters they have around, you have done a lot. Foul fly drifting back toward the crowd and out of play.
Durker's first start got him off to a fine start as far as pitching against tough batters. He faced Willie Mays and Jim Ray Hart and struck them both out. That was last year when he pitched for Houston in a total of 3 ball games.
Foul ball again, looped across the dugout into the field box area. No play. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. He has size and he has pitching power on that right arm. He throws hard. He has a good curveball. Anytime he has his control, he is tough to beat. The Mets' young Ted McGraw is not as far along, hasn't pitched as much, but it's much the same. Anytime Doug, who has such a good arm, can get those pitches over, he's almost unhittable. It's low and outside, 2-2. But it's hard to give a pitcher that young with very little minor league experience enough work. Youngest pitching staff ever put together. They have an 18-year-old of their own right in young Jim Buffy. Swing and a miss, he's struggling out. Cisco fans, Larry Durker. Every ball game the Mets have been able to win from Houston this year, Buffy was the winner. Third strikeout for Galen Sisko, 2 outs and nobody on. Batter and left fielder. May has popped to short and lined out to Hiller, nothing for 2. He's hitting 231. Inside of the knee, 1 ball and no strike. Now Sisko lines, down comes the pitch. Low and outside, 2 balls and no strikes on Lee May. No score. The Astros at bat in the last half of the fifth inning. High pop foul. Again, Johnny Stevenson looking for a play that probably won't have it. It's against the screen, beyond his reach. 2 balls and a strike on Lee May. Has been pulverizing been pitching since the All-Star break has been Milwaukee. They've won something like 24 and lost only 9 since the All-Star break. Now the 2-1 pitch. He held up and it just missed outside. 3 balls and a strike.
Down toward third base. Roy beat it out, and on the play, Bob Aspermonte made a good try. Pitch back to the plate. Fastball bounced slowly toward second base. Joe Morgan dodging. He gets a good hop. Throws over to Gentile for the out. So one away here in the top of the sixth inning, and the batter is scheduled up as Johnny Lewis. In the bullpen now for the Astros, Ron Taylor. Along with him, Danny Coon. Houston has a policy with Larry Durker that he can throw only so many pitches. As soon as he reaches that point, he comes out of the ballgame no matter what the score. So evidently with the action in the bullpen, Larry is getting to the point of no return. A pitch back to the plate to Johnny Lewis, a fastball in the outside corner, strike one. It is their feeling that at his age of 18 years of age, they should not put any more strain in his arm than they feel is justifiable. He's a big, strong boy, though, but he does throw hard and takes a lot out of him. There's one strike delivery, a curveball too low, and the count is 1-1. Johnny Lewis, the batter, walked his last time up on a 3-1 pitch. His first time up, he hit into a fourth play. John looking for his first hit in this series. He is 0-1 coming into this ball game, and, of course, the pitch back to the plate now finds a strike as Lewis swings and misses. The Houston Oilers are playing at Buffalo, or playing the Buffalo Bills, and they lead in the ballgame by a score of 19-0 after the third quarter. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch back to Johnny Lewis is in there for a call, strike three. Johnny jumping away, thinking the pitch was inside, but Al Bartik up with a right hand for the strikeout. That is the sixth strikeout, and right now we'll pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is WGY Schenectady, where you can hear all the games of the New York Mets.
Ralph Kiner, along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from the Astrodome here in Houston. No score in the ballgame, and the batter up there now is Eddie Greenbaugh. And he hits a line shot down to second base, taken on one hop by Joe Morgan. His throw to first base in time for the out, and that retires his side. Ball was well hit, but Morgan, moving to his left, a one-handed, had an easy play. Ball coming up nicely on the one hop. 1-2-3 for Larry Durker, and a score at the end of 5.5. The Mets nothing, the Astros nothing. If the boat isn't something you row or sail, you sing it like this.
Jedzia Butt is a song that gets sung over and over at Polish parties and picnics until the singers raise a fearful thirst. Then they change their tune. Traditional Polish call for beer, and often it's Rheingold Extra Dry they call for. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Poles than in all of Świdnica, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. Why do Polish Americans like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Now to the bottom half of the sixth. Galen Sisko doing Larry Durker. Galen on the mound has completed his warm-up tosses. And now the batter that Galen will be pitching to, stepping into the batter's box, the second baseman, Joe Morgan. Joe is 0-for-2. It's grounded out to second base. It's 2 times up in the game. A left-hand batter. Sisko has given up 3 base hits. 2 came in the second, 1 in the 4th. Along with that, Galen has struck out 3 batters and walked 1. This is his 32nd appearance in the mound, his 16th start. He has a record of 3-8. And the first pitch to Morgan, and the pitch hit down towards second base. Chuck Keller over to pick it up. His throw to Cranepool is in time for the out. So Joe Morgan has used up Chuck Keller on the ground in his 3 appearances. Now with 1 away, the batter will be Jim Wynn. Jim has struck out and popped the second. Morgan before the out batting 275. Jim Wynn batting at 274. Two fine Astro ball players and 2 fine for the Astro coming out of their farm system. Wynn a right-hand batter, and the first pitch is inside as ball one. Wynn and Morgan both with 14 home runs. Wynn with 52 RBIs to lead the club. He's moved a little bit away from the plate. He was right on top of it in the last series between the Mets and Astros. Now the next pitch swung on and fouled down the dirt. 1 ball, 1 strike. No score. We're moving in the bottom half of the sixth, 1 man out. Jen Deal in the on-deck circle, imitating a possible hitter as he goes through the batting swing. Put in play, Johnny Stevenson fires back to Sisko on the mound. Astros have had 2 serious threats, 1 in the 2nd when they had 2 hits, leaving runners at 1st and 2nd. And they had another threat in the 4th and a triple by Bob Aspromonte with 2 men away. After the triple, a walk to put runners at 1st and 3rd, but they were left there as Ron Brand was out. Now the next pitch is inside, it's ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. 2-1 on Jim Wynn. He's got his first Major League home run on the Polo Ground. And a pitch back is a breaking pitch. Looked at, strike 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes now. Sisko picks it up. Good man to keep off the bases. Wynn has stolen 28 bases and 31 tries. Now 2-2, it's too low for ball three. So Sisko, who thought he had a strike, now finds himself all the way out at 3-2. On deck batter, Jim Gentile. Outfield shaded toward left field, playing Wynn as a full hitter. Infield can't get too deep. And the next pitch is outside. It's ball four, and that puts Jim Wynn at first base, and he is a good base runner. Second walk given up by Galen Sisko. Automatically here in the dome, whenever a runner gets on base, a charge is played, and then the chant, go, go, go behind, so it starts up again. Field of batter. Jim is 0 for 2. Took a good play by Chuck Hiller to get him out. His first time up on a top ball hit down towards second base. His second time up, he flied out to left field. Gentile batting 250 with 3 home runs and 20 runs batted in. Now Jim Wynn with his lead at first, and the first pitch is change up, taken low for ball one. One away, bottom half of the sixth, no score. Sisko checking the scoreboard now, and also his outfielders. They're playing toward right field, playing Gentile as a full hitter. Now, Darrell Sutherland goes out to warm up to take over from right-hander Bob Moorhead, and along with him, Gordy Richardson warming up. Now the runner is trapped between second and throw there for the fourth play on the first base in time for the double play. On the play, ball was hit right back to the mound. Galen Sisko, as he took the ball, fired quickly to Roy McMillan, who was covering. He had already moved over as Wynn was breaking towards second base. He had an easy time to throw on the first base for the double play, number 112 for the Mets this year, to retire the side. No runs. No runs. No hits, no errors, a walk, and no one left on base. And the score at the end of six, the Mets nothing, the Astros nothing. You've been wondering what Swedish Americans sing after the smorgasbord? Listen to this.
Tourallerie is a song that Swedish Americans sing over and over at their parties and picnics until they raise a fearful thirst. Then they change their tune. Elon Gore is a traditional Swedish drinking song, and often the beer they drink is Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Swedes than in all of Husqvarna, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. Why do Swedish Americans like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Down to the top of the seventh. The Mets will have Charlie Smith as their first batter. Still on the mound, Larry Durker, who has given up only one base hit. That came in the first inning with Roy McMillan topping the ball down toward third base and beating the ball out. Roy, the second hitter in the ball game. Durker has struck out six and walked three to go along. Now he starts off against Charlie Smith, who he has struck out twice. Charlie now with 91 strikeouts this year. He swings at a fastball and fouls it back at strike one. Final score, the Houston Oilers defeated Buffalo 29-7. At the end of the first half, Green Bay 20, the Giants nothing. One strike count on Charlie Smith. Charlie with 14 home runs, leads the club with runs batted in. That's a total of 49. He'll be followed by Gary Kolb. And then in the first inning was Roy McMillan topping the ball down to a third base and beating the ball out. Roy, the second hitter in the ball game. Durker has struck out six and walked three to go along. Now he starts off against Charlie Smith, who he has struck out twice.
Tony now with 91 strikeouts this year. He swings at a fastball and fouls it back. It's strike one. Final score, the Houston Oilers defeated Buffalo 29-7. At the end of the first half, Green Bay 20, the Giants nothing. One strike count on Charlie Smith. Started with 14 home runs, leads the club with runs batted in, has a total of 49. He'll be followed by Gary Kolb and then Joe Christopher. Now the right-hander back at one strike. And a bunt towards third base. It's a good one. It might stay fair. They're letting it roll. It's going to stay fair. Base in. So the two hits the Mets have in the ballgame have been down towards third base, and that a perfect bunt. It rolled right along the edge of the grass, about a foot away from the foul line. And the grass is fairly heavy in that area. This has all been reshotted, the infield and outfield. And finally, the heaviness of the grass slowed the ball down and kept the ball right on the edge. So a base hit for Charlie Smith. Action in the bullpen again for the Astros, and the batter coming up is Gary Kolb. Dave Justy warming up in the bullpen, along with left-hander Danny Coombs. Gary Kolb, a left-hand batter, he squares around a bunt, pops it in the air. Coming down is Gentile to make the catch in fair territory. And holding at first base with no play going there, Charlie Smith. So Kolb bunts out in the air for the first out in the top of the seventh. The score tied at nothing-nothing, and the batter coming up is Joe Christopher. Joe is 0 for 2. He flat out the deep center his last time up. His first time up, he was out in the air to left. Right here in this ballpark, you really can't say skied out the center field. You might say domed out the center field. Now Christopher gets his first pitch. It's low for ball one. Larry Durker missing with a curveball. One ball, no strike. In the fourth inning, with runners at first and third, Joe Christopher gave the crowd here, and it's a big one, some 40-some thousand people. A real thrill as he misjudged a fly ball in left field and then came up with a miraculous catch, catching the ball right off the ground. Joe had moved on back thinking the ball was going over his head, and then he had to come in quickly as it didn't go anywhere, and he had to come up with a ball right on top of the ground, and he made the play. Now he swings and pops the next pitch up. Bob Aspromonte coming down from third. He is entered and he makes the catch. Christopher watching the ball for quite some time before going off toward first base in a slow trot. Well, the runner holds at first. Johnny Smith is there, and it brings up the catcher, Johnny Stevenson. Two men out. We're in the top of the seventh with a scoreless ball game going. Stevenson is 0 for 2. Average at 224. Left-hand batter. And the first pitch by Durker is a fastball foul for strike one. Ball going back on the screen and back of home plate. A strike one count. Green Bay added 10 more in the third quarter. They now lead over the Giants by a score of 30-0. Throw to first base. Johnny Smith not looking, but standing on the bag, saw the movement over there and had to flinch. He was not off the bag when the throw went there. One strike delivery, a changeup outside, and the count is one ball and one strike. Now Larry Durker wants a new ball, so it's tossed in, and Al Bartlett comes up with a brand new one. During the ball game here, they had a quiz on their talking scoreboard as to the amount of baseballs used by the Astros in one baseball season, including spring training. And if you guessed 11,000, you won the Dome. Now the runner going, a 1-1 pitch taken. The throw down to second base is not in time. The ball bouncing away from Castro, but picked up over in the second base side by Eddie. And it's a stolen base for Charlie Smith. The second stolen base for Charlie this year, and also the second in this game. That's dealing on Larry Durker and the catcher, Ron Brand. pitch. Was up high, and Ron Brand had a good chance to throw, but the throw was down toward second base and short, bounced in front of Casco, who was covering, and then was picked up over on the second base side as the ball got away. So the Mets have a runner in scoring position with two men out. Scoreless ball game. We're in the top of the seventh. The next pitch is checked on in time. Pitch down too low for a ball. Both of the stolen bases the Mets have in this ballgame coming with Johnny Stevenson at bat. And now they're going to put him on. The count of 3-1. The sign going out to put him on at first base. The batter scheduled up as Galen Sisco. The pitch up to the plate is outside. That is ball four, and Johnny Stevenson goes on to first base. Coming up to the bat rack now is Ron Swoboda. Mets have two pitchers warming up in the bullpen. Bob Moorhead, along with right-hander Darrell Sutherland. Ron Swoboda coming out of the dugout. He's going to be a pinch hitter for Galen Sisco. Paid attendance here tonight, 41,732, the largest crowd to ever see the Mets play the Astros. Total attendance, 45,626.
2-3-1.
Mets have drawn more people in the last 2 days. Mets in the last 2 days have drawn more people here in the Astrodome than they did all season long in the other ballpark here in Houston. Larry Durker set the goal. Mets with runners at first and second as Ron Swoboda steps in for Galen Sisco. The first pitch, a curve, hit down to short. Taken by Castro. The throw to second base for the fourth play retires the side. So Ron gets only one pitch. He hit the ball fairly well, but right at Eddie Castro. At short, and the Mets lead two. No runs on one hit. There was one walk. And the score at the end of 6.5 innings, the Mets nothing, the Astros nothing. Now it's time for another unusual fact from the Viceroy Hall of Records.
What would you think of a team that had 8 hitters all batting over .313? Sure shot for the pennant, huh? Well, the 1930 Phils have those sluggers, but they didn't do as well as you might expect. In fact, they wound up in last place. 40 games off the pace. That's right. The pitching counts too, and they just didn't have it. And in the Filter Cigarette League, taste is what counts. Viceroy's got it. Got the taste that's right. You see, Viceroy is specifically designed to taste the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong, like some brands that taste as if they didn't have a filter, and not too light, like others that never seem to satisfy your taste. But Viceroy is not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the filter for the taste that's right.
Viceroy's got the taste that's right, not too strong and not too light. For the New York Mets, Ron Swoboda has gone to left field. He was a pinch hitter for the pitcher, so he'll be batting in the ninth position in the batting order. Going out of the ballgame, Joe Christopher. And going in the ballgame to play in center field, Jim Hickman, also going out, Gary Colt. So the Mets outfield will be Ron Swoboda in left field, Jim Hickman in center field, and Johnny Lewis in right. Mets have Eddie Crane Pool at first base, Chuck Hiller at second, Roy McMillan at shortstop, and Charlie Smith at third. The pitcher in the ball game in place of Galen Sisco will be Darrell Sutherland. Darrell making his second appearance for the Mets this year. He pitched 3 innings against Chicago on the 8th, gave up 4 hits, allowed 2 runs. Walked 2 and struck out 1. He has no record. He is not involved in the decision in his one appearance. Galen Sisco going out of the game gets credit for 6 innings of work. He gave up no runs, allowed only 3 hits, while striking out 3 and walking 2. So Sisco, who was looking for his 4th win, not a chance now for a win, and of course no chance to lose. His record remaining at 3-8 with his 6 innings of work. A scoreless duel right here. The Mets have had 2 hits off Larry Durker, the starting pitcher for the Astros, and the Astros have had 3. And the first man up for Houston will be The third baseman, Bob Astromonte, who had a triple his last time up. Bob, one for two.
The report on Cisco is his right shoulder stiffened up. For sure.
Report from the press box stating that Galen Cisco's right shoulder had stiffened up, and that is the reason why the Mets went for the pinch hitter for Galen Cisco in the bottom half of the top of the seventh. Fastball hit off the hands of shallow left field. Charging is Ron Sobota. He calls for it and makes the catch. One away in the bottom half of the seventh with no score, and the batter coming up, Rusty Staub. Rusty has singled, a hard slashing single through the middle off Galen Cisco. He also walked, so he has had a perfect night, one for one. Rusty's average at 246 this year with six home runs and 37 runs batted in. He's a left-hand batter. And some of them with a sinking fastball outside. It's ball one. And the right-hander back again. And again a fastball. This one foul to the left side, and the count evens out. It's one ball and one strike. Jesse again throwing in the bullpen for the Astros. Both sides had a lot of action going in the bullpen in spite of a nothing-nothing score. Now a sinking fastball low and away, and it's ball two. Two balls, one strike. One strike, one away. We're in the bottom half of the seventh. A scoreless ball game. And now the pitch back is high. A fastball, it's ball three. Three balls and one strike. Johnny Stevenson out in front of the plate before returning the ball back to the mound. A 3-1 delivery. Just outside ball four. So Darryl Sutherland walked his first man, the second that he pitched to. That is the third walk for the Astros tonight. And with one away, the batter will be Ron Brown. Ron with a single and two times up. He was out when Joe Christopher pulled off his spectacular play in the outfield with runners at first and third and two men on after misjudging a ball. Joe had not caught that ball, it would not be a nothing-nothing game. Now the pitch back hit right through the middle. It's going to be hauled in by Roy McMillan. He goes to second for the fourth play on the first base. A double play. That ball one time looked like it might get through. Roy picking the ball up just a shade toward the third base side of second base and back a second. He shoveled off to Chuck Keller covering at second base and Chuck Soh on the first base in time for a double play. A second for the Mets tonight. They're 113th this year. And a retired the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on base. And the score at the end of seven. The Mets nothing, the Astros nothing. Well, a scoreless game right here at the Astrodome, but a lot of scores to report in baseball. In the National League, Milwaukee defeated Chicago 8-2. It was their 24th victory in their last 33 starts. They are now 24-9. Winning pitcher was Cloninger. His record now is 17-8. Oliver had two home runs. Jones had one. Losing pitcher, Bill Fall. Cincinnati over St. Louis, 4-2. As Nuxall got the win. Pedecki, the losing pitcher, dead savage, a home run in the second with a man on. Philadelphia over San Francisco, 4-2, as they beat Juan Marichal. Winning pitcher Jim Bunning, he's really going now. His 15th win, he's lost seven. A two-run home run for Richie Allen in the eighth with one man on. Pittsburgh nothing, the Dodgers nothing after one and a half. Cardwell dueling Sandy Koufax. Koufax looking for number 21. He has lost four. The American League, Whitey Ford started but did not get credit for the win as the Yankees defeated Kansas City 3-2. Ramos, the winning pitcher. Wyatt, the loser. Recalls a home run in the second with no one on. Cleveland defeated Minnesota 3-1. Sam McDowell pitching his 13th win. He has lost eight. Jim Cott, the losing pitcher, Pascoe Brown and hitting home runs. Costco's coming on his second time up in the major leagues after his recall from Denver. Chicago over Boston 5-3. The Angels over Detroit 5-2. And at the end of 8.5 innings, Washington 5, Baltimore 5. And right now, that's the way the board looks. And let's take a look at the action here at the Astrodome with Lindsay Nelson.
All right, Ralph, it's Chuck Hiller coming up for the Mets here in the top half of the eighth inning. Larry Durker deals the first pitch, and it's in there for a called strike. The detailed report from the Mets locker room now is that Galen Sisko pulled a muscle in his right shoulder on a pitch to Jim Wynn in the sixth inning. And the double play ball that was hit by Gentile was intended to be a fastball. It looked like a change of pace as it came up. Here's a swing and a drive up the alley and left center in there for a base hit. Over to cut it off is Lee May, and he places back, holding at first. Chuck Hiller with a single to left center, and the Mets have a leadoff hit here in the top half of the eighth. Sisko said that he was trying to throw Gentile there in the sixth inning, a fastball. It came up there like a change of pace because he just couldn't get any more on it. And it was hit on the ground for a double play. And that is why Sisko came out of the ballgame for the pinch hitter. Now, Roy McMillan is up with a runner at first and nobody out. Action again now in the Houston bullpen. And the ball is bunted. Coming out to get it is Ron Brad. He plays over to Morgan, covering it first in time. The sacrifice moves the runner Chuck Hiller to second. Play goes 2-4 on the sacrifice by McMillan. Hiller is at second with one man out, and Johnny Lewis is coming up. Danny Coombs and Dave Justy throwing in the bullpen for the Houston Astros. Johnny Lewis has hit into a forced play walk and was called out on strike so far. Larry Durker working off the stretch now with Hiller leading at second. The pitch to Lewis is in there for a called strike. He started to go and he laid off. Al Barlick is the umpire behind the plate. There's double barrel action down in the Met bullpen now as well. Jim Besky and Tug McGraw are throwing for the Mets. Durker pitch to Johnny Lewis. Way inside. Brand moves into glove. One ball and one strike. The Mets have had only two hits. I check it, only three hits off Larry Durker. Two of the infield variety and the one by Chuck Hiller leading off this inning. The first to go out of the infield safely. And now a balk has been called on Durker. Called by the second base umpire Stan Landis and his move. Chuck Hiller a big base on over to third. A balk call on Larry Durker. He slams the rosin bag down. Second base umpire Stan Landis called him off. He is being questioned by team captain Eddie Casco, the shortstop. But the Mets move Hiller over to third now. And the big thing is the Houston Astros now bring the infield in with one man out and a count of one and one. To Johnny Lewis, the Astros play the infield in to try to cut off the run at the plate. Here's Durker's pitch. Swung on and foul back to the left side out of play. One and two now to Johnny Lewis with one man out and a runner at third. No score in the top half of the eighth inning. Double barrel action in both bullpens here at the Astrodome in Houston, Texas. Durker again works straight away with a 1-2 pitch to Lewis. Goes high for a ball, and it's 2-2. Chuck Hiller hustles back to the bag at third as Ron Brand bluffs the throw down there. Durker smooths out the dirt there behind the rubber. Now takes off his glove. Mops a little perspiration. Throws the rubber, looks at. And here is the 2-2 delivery to Johnny Lewis. Swung on it, missed, and struck him out. Strikeout for 18-year-old Larry Durker, his seventh of this ballgame. Two men out for the Mets with a runner at third, and Ed Cranepool is the batter. Cranepool has flied to center, fouled off to third, and grounded out second to first. Durker works now to the left-hand batter, Ed Cranepool, and there's a swing and a miss for strike one. Cranepool taking a cut at the high, hard one there. Chuck Hiller leads feet down the line. Bluff to start from third. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and popped up foul to the left side in the seats and out of play. Given a run by Ron Brand, but it's well back into the lower field boxes. We're going to pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is WGY and WGFM Schenectady, where you can hear all the games of the New York Mets.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at the Astrodome in Houston, Texas, where the Mets and the Astros are battling nothing-nothing in the top half of the eighth inning. Here's a two-strike delivery to Ed Greenpool, and it is in there for a call, strike three. Struck him out to retire the side. Larry Zesser with his eighth strikeout strides off the mound as he struck out Lewis and Greenpool to get out of trouble. No run. One hit, no errors, one balk, one left, and the score at the end of 7.5 innings is the Mets nothing and the Astros nothing. Now you're going to hear a terribly sad song about a man who's unlucky in love, but lucky in fear.
Cafe in Romania comes a song about Ionelule, who drinks to forget the fire that burns his heart because marijuana doesn't love him. Even if you're not on fire like poor Ionelule, you can work up a passionate Romanian thirst with spicy salamale, and then you'll very likely call for a Rheingold. It's a fact that in New York City, where there are more Romanians than in by less, more people drink Rheingold Extra Dry than any other beer. How come? Maybe you can find out at your local pizza. But we must be doing something right.
In the bottom half of the eighth inning, it's Captain Eddie Casco up now for the Astros. And a pitch is swung on it on the ground to short. McMillan has it on his short hop. Guns it out over in time. And Casco is grounded out. Short to first. One away. And we're waiting for Durker now as he comes down the line there in the dugout to the bat rack. Gets a hard hat and comes on out. And the hat is for Larry Durker, who pitched himself out of considerable trouble in the last inning. Striking out two left-hand batters, Johnny Lewis and Ed Greenpool. Durker is 18 years of age. Had won 5 and lost 6 this year. Darryl Sutherland looks into Johnny Stevenson to get a sign. And the pitch is a breaking ball, low and away. Durker's been up twice. He struck out swinging both times. Count of ball one. Is a right-hand batter. Sutherland sticks, swung on, and it's a ball aboard chop. Sutherland waits for it to come down. Whips it across in time to Greenpool, and Durker has grounded out. Pitch it at first. That one took a high hop right off the plate, and Sutherland had to wait for it to come down. Two away. And Lee May is the batter. He has popped to short, lined to second, and grounded out second to first. Looking for the sign. As it now, and here's the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike one. Besky and McGraw continue to throw in the Met bullpen. Here in the bottom half of the eighth inning at the Astrodome in Houston. Now the strike one pitch. Low for a ball. One and one. Looks for the sign. Works the 1-1 pitch. Hold on, and missed. It's strike two. Now Lee May steps back, reaches down for a handful of dirt, and walks back up. Defensively, the Mets play him now. Just about straight away with Hickman in center. And Swoboda in left, and Johnny Lewis in right. Here's the 1-2 pitch.
swung on and missed, and Darryl Sutherland strikes out Lee May. His first strikeout, Sutherland sets the side down in order here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. Scores the end of eight full innings is the Mets nothing and the Astros nothing, and here's Ralph Kiner.
The Mets have some convenient ticket locations for you to charge out here and pick up your tickets for the up-and-coming homestand of the Mets. The Mets playing the St. Louis Cardinals, the Dodgers, and the Giants in Houston in their next homestand, and it should be something special. Tickets available 7 days a week at Jay Stadium at entrance D, open weekdays from 8 to 6, and weekends from 9 to 5. You can pick up your ticket there tomorrow if you care. Pennsylvania Station and Grand Central Terminal have offices. Pennsylvania Station and the Long Island Railroad waiting room open weekdays from 8 to 6 and Saturdays from 8:30 to 4. Grand Central Terminal at the foot of the 42nd Street and Vanderbilt Avenue ramp open weekdays from 8 to 6 and also Saturdays from 8:30 to 4. Tickets available at Macy's in Huntington during the store hours, and reservations can be made for box and reserve seats at all the Howard Clothing stores in the metropolitan area. Instant reservation service now available at all Child's Restaurants and Calico Kitchens in the New York area. So come on out and join in the fun at Shea Stadium as we move into the final series between the Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals, the Dodgers, the Giants, and the Houston Astros. I still have plenty of ball games after that, but these are big ones coming ahead. The first, the Mets return home. Right now, though, it's business at hand, and here is Lindsey Nelson.
All right, Ralph, the Mets are coming up here in the top half of the ninth. Darryl Sutherland, the pitcher, is scheduled up third in this inning. So now Gordon Richardson is starting to throw in the bullpen. As Charlie Smith steps into the batter's box, scheduled up for the Mets, Charlie Smith, Jim Hickman, and Darryl Sutherland. Larry Durker, who started, been in all the way for Houston. The pitch to the right-hand batter is swung on and popped up. Foul back of third. Astromonte in front of the Mets dugout. It's playable, and he makes the catch for the out. About 3 or 4 feet in front of the railing that is there in front of the Mets dugout. So there's one away, and Jim Hickman's coming up. Hickman is up for his first time in this ballgame, hitting .217 for the season. Jim has had 8 home runs. He's had 21 runs batted in. Top of the ninth, and there is no score in this game. Hits are all even at 3 each. Durker's pitch to the right-hand batter, and it's low in the dirt, dug out by catcher Ron Brandt. Again, Durker's pitch. Swung on, and it's a ground ball to short. Taken by Casco on a big hop. He sidearms to Gentile inside. Has grounded out short to first. Two away, and now Sutherland is going to bat for himself. And manager Wes Westrum is signaling down to the bullpen for Gordon Richardson to sit down. If the Mets could not get anything started, he's going to let Darryl Sutherland bat for himself here in the ninth. If either Smith or Hickman had been able to get on, he very likely would have got the pinch. Larry Durker has struck out 8 and walked 4 in this game. Strike one delivery. Swung on and hit down the line and right field. Rusty Staub going over and he dies. Can't get through it. It's a fair ball. Going all the way to the corner. Sutherland around second. He's on his way to third. And now he is being held up at third base as Staub had to chase it all the way to the corner. And it is a triple for Darryl Sutherland. And for one brief moment, he was looking as though he were going to get a green light at third and drive to the inside the park homer. But wisely, as the relay came in, Don Hefner, the coach at third, held him up. Rusty Staub has had a full groin muscle, which makes it difficult for him to move with any haste at all. He got over, dived for that ball. It was fair by a couple of feet and went all the way to the corner. So having dived, it was necessary for Staub to get up and run it down in the corner. And by that time, Sutherland was safe at third and had taken the turn and was held up there. So the Mets have a runner at third, 2 men out, and Johnny Stevenson is the batter. Here's the pitch by Durker, and it's swung on and popped up the shortstop. Casco goes back. He's underneath on the rim of the grass and makes the catch, and the inning is over. Here's the Mets nothing and the Astros nothing, and here's a bit of advice about your car that may come in handy.
A safety tip from Shell. Smooth steering is critical. Has your car got it at all speeds? As soon as you can, try this easy road test, courtesy of your local Shell dealer. Pick a smooth stretch of road where it's legal to go 60 miles an hour. First, hold a steady speed of 40. Then move up to 50. Then up to the legal limit. Hold both hands lightly on the steering wheel and feel carefully. Does the wheel shake as your speed increases? Or does it shake at 50, for example, but not at 60? Either way, it's a good bet your wheels are out of balance. Double-check by looking at your front tires. If they're wearing unevenly in spots, you can be almost sure your wheels need balancing. See your Shell dealer. Balancing wheels doesn't take long, isn't expensive. Incidentally, if you should need new tires, your Shell dealer can show you just the right size at just the right price. At Shell, service is our business.
They're going to the bottom of the ninth. Was a base runner at the end of the inning. He had just begun to warm up. So, Ralph, what about a few scores?
Well, there's some finals in here, Lindsay. Milwaukee defeated Chicago 8-2. Cincinnati defeated St. Louis 4-2. And by the same identical score, Philadelphia beat San Francisco 4-2. At the end of 2.5, Pittsburgh nothing, the Dodgers nothing, Cardwell against Sandy Koufax. In the American League, the Yankees won 3-2. The winning pitcher was Ramos. The losing pitcher, Wyatt, reposed at home, and the second with no one on. Cleveland over Minnesota 3-1. Chicago over Boston 5-3. The Angels defeated Detroit by a score of 5-2. And Washington, Baltimore in extra innings, going to the bottom half of the 10th. It's a 5-5 ball game.
Sutherland deals the pitch, and it's low for a ball. Double barrel action in the Mets bullpen. It is Gordon Richardson and Bob Moorhead. Left-hander and a right-hander. Sutherland now with the pitch. And it's outside, so he goes behind. There's Joe Morgan. Two balls and no strike. Last night's game went to the bottom half of the ninth inning, tied 2-2. This game has gone to the bottom of the ninth, tied nothing-nothing. 2-0 pitch misses outside, and it's ball three now. There's Joe Morgan. Morgan was the first man up in the bottom of the ninth. He got on an error committed in left field by Jim Hickman and later scored the winning run. This is a 3-0 pitch, and it is outside. He walked him on four pitch balls. So Sutherland has issued a leadoff walk to Joe Morgan here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Morgan has stolen 15 bases in 22 attempts this year. Is coming up. Struck out, popped out, and walked so far. Ed Cranepool comes over for a word with Darryl Sutherland. Johnny Stevenson is called over to the Mets dugout now by manager Wes Westrum. And Chris Cavazzaro is coming on in now from the bullpen as Stevenson stopped for a moment and then came on down the steps. So Cavazzaro is going to come in as the catcher. He is presumed to have the stronger arm, and with speed on the bases in the person of Joe Morgan, manager Westrum is going to Cavazzaro behind the plate for the stronger arm. So we'll be held up here a moment until Cavazzaro can don the regalia. Cavazzaro now is buckling on the shin guards in the dugout.
Sutherland is staying warm by firing the ball in to Johnny Stevenson, who has taken off his brigade. Here are a few football scores as Canizero comes out of the dugout. Final score in the American Football League, the Houston Oilers 29 and the Buffalo Bills 7. At the end of three quarters, the Minnesota Vikings 24 and the Pittsburgh Steelers nothing in the National Football League. And also in the NFL at the end of the half, the Baltimore Colts 16 and the St. Louis Cardinals nothing.
In the PGA near Pittsburgh, Tommy Aaron and Dave Marr tied for first place with 18 holes to play. They both have 209, 4 under par. In third place, Gardner Dickinson at 210, Billy Casper and Jack Nicklaus at 211.
Jim Wynn is in and waiting now. Canizero is the catcher. Darrell Sutherland the pitcher. There's nobody out. Joe Morgan's the runner at first. Nothing game in the bottom half of the ninth inning. And here's the pitch. It is butted up into the air. And Painful goes up and makes the catch in foul territory. Canizero dived for it. He was in the dust. And Painful averted Canizero and picked the ball about a foot off the ground for the out. So in the sacrifice attempt, the put out goes to Painful in foul territory. Brings up Jim Gentile with one away. Gentile has grounded out, flied out, and hit into a double play. Sutherland looks like he's going to sign now. Canizero. Joe Morgan takes his lead at first. Here's a throw over, not in time. Hitting in the cleanup slot for the Houston Astros. As Morgan this time has to dive. Here is a swing and a miss. Strike one to Gentile. National Football League score at the end of three quarters, the Green Bay Packers 30 and the New York Giants nothing. Sutherland up and set as Morgan takes his lead. Here's a throw over and he's back safely. Again, Sutherland set. Strike one pitch to Gentile and it's outside for ball one and one. The final on that football score we just gave you. The Green Bay Packers 44 and the New York Giants 7. That's the final. Right here, the count to Gentile is one ball and one strike. His Morgan needs it first. 1-1 pitch. And it's inside. Dave Gusty throwing in the bullpen for the Houston Astros here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Painful holding against the runner. Morgan at first. Throw over. Back safely once again. Sutherland set. 2-1 pitch to Gentile. Swung on and fouled off down into the dirt. 2-2 is the count. And the Astros battling nothing here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Sutherland looks to Canizero. Has a sign. He's up and set. 2-2 pitch. And he misses on away. So it's a full count of 3-2 now to Jim Gentile at the plate. There is one man out, and Joe Morgan, with excellent speed, is the runner at first. Morgan has taken his lead at first base. Sutherland throws over. He's back safely. Houston fans have started rhythmic applause.
going into extra innings. A strikeout credited to Sutherland, his second. And the play on Morgan with 2-6 if you're scoring in the bottom half of the ninth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, one walk and none left. Score at the end of nine full innings is tied. Nothing, nothing, and we're going to death. So, the move made by Western in bringing Castro in. The catch paid off as his strong arm got Joe Morgan running and turned the strikeout into a strikeout double play. And now Dave Justy has walked in from the bullpen. And Dave Justy is the pitcher coming into the ballgame now for the Houston Astros as we go to the 10th inning of this ballgame. And as we go to the top half of the 10th inning, it's Ron Swoboda coming up for the New York came out as a pinch hitter in the seventh inning, hit into a fourth play and stayed in the ballgame. Dave Justy with his first pitch and it's high for a ball. Justy looks for his sign. 1-0 pitch and it's swung on, hit in the air to center field. Jim Wynn drifts over. He's there and waiting, and Wynn puts it away. One man out in the tenth. In extra inning games this year, the Mets have won 5 and lost 4. They've been in 9, they won 5 and lost 4. The Astros in extra inning games have won 6 and lost 13. This is their 20th extra inning game. Up now, left hand batter. He's 1-for-4. And the pitch is low for a ball. Aspermonte moved in on the edge of the grass on that pitch. Larry Durker pitched 9 innings for the Astros. He allowed no runs, 4 hits. He struck out 8 and he walked 4. Here is a swing and a foul ball back into the seats and out of play. 1-1. This is Larry Durker's first year in the majors, of course. He's 18 years of age, and this is the second time that he has gone the full 9 innings. But he has gone 9 tonight to no decision because with the game nothing-nothing, Justy is the pitcher of record at this moment. Justy has now retired 27 consecutive batters in 3 relief appearances. Here's a 1-1 pitch. And it's outside. 2-1. And lost 13. This is their 20th extra inning game. Chuck Hiller is up now, left-hand batter. He's 1-for-4. And the pitch is low for a ball. Aspermonte moved in on the edge of the grass on that pitch. Larry Durker pitched 9 innings for the Astros. He allowed no runs, 4 hits. He struck out 8 and he walked 4. Here is a swing and a foul ball back into the seats and out of play. 1-1. This is Larry Durker's first year in the majors, of course. He's 18 years of age, and this is the second time that he has gone the full 9 innings. But he has gone 9 tonight to no decision because with the game nothing-nothing, Justy is the pitcher of record at this moment. Justy has now retired 27 consecutive batters in 3 relief appearances. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Shine away, and Justy goes behind 3-1 to Chuck Hiller. The Mets have had 4 hits in this game, and the Astros have had 3. This is a 3-1 pitch. And it's in there for a call strike. Hiller was taking off of the top side pull to him now. It's 3-2. Now we're going to get action down in the Astro bullpen again. Danny Coombs gets up to throw. It's a swing and a ground ball going into the field for a base hit for Chuck Hiller.
taken out there by Staub and played back, and Chuck Hiller turns and holds it first, and there goes the... But it is...
You know, that's just the way baseball is. If he had put those 27 into one ball game, he would be in the record books forever.
Well, he would have indeed. But they were accomplished in three relief appearances. And now Roy McMillan is up with one man out and a runner at first. No score in this game, and we're in the top half of the 10th inning. Hiller takes his lead at first. And here's the pitch. It's low and away, and a bluff toward first by Ron Brand, the catcher. As Hiller is...
WGY and WGFM Schenectady, where you can hear all the games of the New York Mets.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at the Astrodome in Houston, and manager Lumen Harris has come out to the mound now, and the sign goes to the bullpen for left-hand pitcher Danny Coons. With left-hand batter Johnny Lewis scheduled up, the Mets have runners at first and third.
So let's recap that last play. We're in the top half of the 10th inning with one man out and a runner at second, Chuck Hiller. McMillan hit the 3-2 pitch back through the box. And Joe Morgan got over, got a glove on it, came up with it. Instead of wheeling to throw, he gave the ball over to shortstop Eddie Casco, who really didn't know what to do with it because there was nothing for him to do with it, as Hiller had gone to third and was safe there. And McMillan, by that time, was across the bag at first, Ralph.
As it turned out, looking at it from here, you'd have to say that Morgan had a better chance to make the play to first base all by himself, and he might have been able to get the runner. It would have been a very close play, and it would have taken a very accurate throw because he was moving away from the bag and could not have put much on the ball. But it certainly put it in a position of no play at all when he threw to the shortstop Casco, because he caught the ball facing toward right field and was in no position to throw either. So it was a very difficult play. It was a base hit for Roy McMillan. Now the Mets have runners at first and third with one away. Mets have had other opportunities in this ball game. They had a man at third base with one man out in the fifth inning, but Johnny Stevenson struck out, and then Chuck Hiller was out on a fly ball to right field, so the runner was left to third. In the seventh inning, they had a runner at second base and a runner at first with two men away, and Ron Sobota grounded out. In the eighth, he also had another chance with a runner at third.
Well, now we're getting a little strategy because Ron Hunt's going to come out here to bat for Johnny Lewis. Ron Hunt comes out swinging bats as Johnny Lewis has been called back to the dugout. The Astros have gone to the left-hander, Danny Coombs, and so the Mets go to a right-hand batter, Ron Hunt. Danny Coombs is making his 19th appearance of this season for the Astros. He has one run and he has lost one. Still warming up. Ron Hunt has been out of action with a stiff neck. And before the ball game, manager Wes Westrum was saying that he might be able to get into action in tomorrow's ball game, and if not, certainly for the San Francisco series. But right now, it's going to be Hunt batting for Johnny Lewis. Bobby Krause goes down to the bullpen to loosen up his arm now. As Hunt steps into the batter's box, one man out, runners at first and third, and the Astros now move the infield in. Actually, they've got Casco and Morgan playing halfway. Hunt steps out of the batter's box. Gentile's holding against the runner at first base. Astromonte is on the edge of the grass at third base. Hiller is the med runner at third. McMillan is the med runner at first. Danny Coombs off the stretch now with a pitch to Hunt. And he bunts the ball down the first base line to please play. Rolling foul. A foul ball as already Hiller had cleared across the plate. Gentile came and started to play it and then backed off and let the ball roll, and it rolled foul up the first base line. McMillan back to first now, as on the first pitch, the squeeze play was on. The Mets trying to get a run across here in the top of the 10th. Strike one to Hunt, who comes back to pick up the bat. Stepped out of the batter's box. Now Hunt's back in. Med runners lead at first and third. This is a 1-1 pitch, and it's a pitch out. And Hiller hustles back to the bag at third as Hunt had run his hand down the bat into bunting position. But it would have been a safety squeeze as Hiller was waiting up. And on the pitch out, Hiller hastened back to the bag at third. A count of two balls and one strike now to Ron Hunt. Hunt steps out of the batter's box again. Mets trying to push a run across here in the 10th inning of a scoreless ball game at the Astrodome in Houston. Here's Coombs with a 2-1 pitch. In bunting position is Hunt. He busted foul up the first baseline. It's out of play, so the count is 2-2. The Mets again trying the safety squeeze. Two balls, two strikes, one man out, two men on. Himself back into the batter's box. Coombs up and set. Here's a 2-2 pitch. He squares and butts the ball this time. And here's the play at the plate, and he's safe. The ball rolls away. McMillan's on his way to third. Now on the way to second is Hunt. And holding at third base is McMillan. Hunt holds at second base. The Mets lead 1-0 as Chuck Hiller slid in and got himself entangled in Ron Brandt. The ball was bunted by Hunt and played by the pitcher, Danny Coombs, in a little low, and it came on by, and then, for seconds afterwards, Hiller was entangled in Brand. He couldn't get up to chase the ball, and continued on to third was McMillan, and on to second was Hunt. It scored as an error charged against the pitcher, Danny Coombs, as the Mets have scored a run here on the sleeve play, and they lead by a score of 1-0. So score it as a sacrifice. And we'll get the rest of the official scoring in just a moment. Rainpool is stepping into the batter's box. Now it's the infield end. And here is the pitch. Swung on and fouled off, out of play. Still one man out, runners at second and third. Scored as a sacrifice, a run batted in for Hunt, and an error charged against the pitcher, Danny Coombs. Time is called now as Ron Hunt comes down from his position at second to have a word with third base coach Don Hefner. The Mets are leading 1-0 here in the top half of the 10th inning. Rainpool up. Left-hand pitcher working to a left-hand batter. Here's a swing and a miss. It's strike two now to Cranefoo. Charlie Smith is waiting on deck. Again the pitch. Swung on and miss, and Coombs strikes out. Eddie Cranefoo. Two men down. Infield drops back to normal depth. Med runners at second and third. Two men out, and Charlie Smith is the batter. Smith has struck out, bunted his way on, and fouled out to third base so far tonight. Time is called as catcher Ron Brand goes out to have a word with pitcher Danny Coombs, and here comes manager Lumen Harris. He has right-hander Ron Taylor warm in the bullpen. Taylor's been throwing down there throughout the inning. And now he's going to go to that bullpen and get the right-hander to pitch to right-hand batter Charlie Smith. So the strategy wheels continue to turn here at the Astrodome in Houston, Texas. The Mets having pushed across one run here in the top half of the 10th inning on a squeeze play. Ron Taylor in now, making his 44th appearance of this season with the Cardinals and the Astros. He has won two games and he's lost five. Official scorer has changed his mind about the scoring on Hunt's bunt and has ruled it no sacrifice and no run batted in, just an error on the pitcher. Charlie Smith is up now. Runners at second and third. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. The official scorer now has changed the scoring on Hunt's bunt, saying that it is his opinion that if the throw had been perfectly played, it would have nailed Chuck Hiller, who scored. Pitch. And it's swung on and missed. Two strikes to Charlie Smith.
man out, two men on. The Mets leading 1-0. Von Taylor has gone quickly ahead to Charlie Smith. Takes off one side. Now he's ready with a two-strike delivery.
Put on it. He struck him out.
So Ron Taylor strikes out Charlie Smith. The side is retired, but the Mets got one run. On two hits, there was an error and two left, and the score at the end of 9.5 innings is the Mets 1, the Astros nothing. And now a word from Viceroy Cigarettes.
Which filter cigarette should you be enjoying today? Some brands taste too strong, as if they didn't even have a filter. And some taste too light. You know the kind. They never seem to satisfy your taste. But there is an answer, and here it is.
Viceroy got the taste and light. Not too strong and not too light. So taste
that light. That's right. Viceroy. The fact is, Viceroy is specifically designed to taste the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the filter for the taste that's right. When you try them, you'll agree. Viceroy's got the taste that's right.
Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Not too strong and not too light. The taste that's right.
As we go to the bottom half of the 10th inning now, Chuck Hiller has moved out to right field for the New York Mets. You recall Johnny Lewis was removed for the pinch hitter, Ron Hutt. So Hiller goes into right field, and Bobby Klaus comes in to play second base. For the Astros, Bob Astromonte is up to lead off here in the bottom half of the 10th inning. Darryl Sutherland on the mound for the New York Mets. He is the pitcher of record. The Mets run was charged against Astro pitcher Dave Justy, who is the Houston pitcher of record. Pitch to the right-hand batter, and it is low for a ball. Astromonte had a triple in the bottom half of the fourth inning. He's 1-for-3 in this game. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on it on the ground. Foul back of third. And umpire Mel Steiner moves over to field the ground ball. Well, Steiner's been in a lot of action down there. He threw one foul ball back up into the stands, and he just fielded a ground ball. 1-1 is the count now to Astromonte. Pitch, check swing, foul ball back off the screen and out of play. It's 1-2. Gordon Richardson's the left-hander working in the Mets bullpen, and Bob Moorhead is the right-hander working down there. Scheduled up in this inning for the Astros, Bob Astromonte, Rusty Staub, and Ron Brandt. Sutherland's 1-2 pitch is swung on and popped a foul in front of the dugout of the Astros. Over is Canizero. He makes the catch, and there's one away. Canizero over to take that foul pop about 3 feet in front of the railing. There at the Houston dugout along the first baseline. That'll be Rusty Staub up. Staub has been on base 3 consecutive times tonight. He singled, he walked, and he walked. He's a left-hand batter. Have Ed Cranebo playing first. Bobby Krause is the second baseman. Roy McMillan at short and Charlie Smith at third. Ron Swoboda's in left field. Jim Hickman's in center field. Chuck Hiller's in right field. Canizero catching. Sutherland pitching. Pitch to the left-hand batter. And it's in there for a call. Strike one. Darryl Sutherland gets the side. The pitch on and ran into center. Hickman is going back and over, and he's there, and he makes the catch. A line drive deep to center, and Jim Hickman ranges over to haul it down. Two men out in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Now it is Ron Brand coming up. The catcher has singled, lined to left, and hit into a double play. Nobody on base. The Mets leading by a score of 1-0 over the Houston Astros. Playing a ground ball to third. Charlie Smith has
Smith. If he throws up over the first and the game is over, the New York Mets have broken their 11-game losing streak. Darryl Sutherland has won his first Major League Baseball game. He has pitched four hitless innings in relief here to get the victory. And the Mets have won their first game ever indoors, the first time they've been able to win one. Here at the Astrodome in Houston, Texas. In the bottom half of the 10th inning, for the Astros, no runs, no hits, no errors, none left. The final score, the Mets won, the Astros nothing, and here's Ralph